Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter. Thanks for taking a few minutes to explore How to Matter. I was having a conversation earlier today. It was just a casual conversation with a friend. And during the conversation, my friend said, "This may be stupid, but..." And then he went on to say whatever it was he wanted to say. That reminded me of a time when I was in a logic class at Ohio University back when. And one of the students raised her hand, and the professor called on her, and she said, "This may be a stupid question." The professor kind of thought about that a minute, and he said, "You're right, it may be." Now, remember, it was a logic class, so I guess, you know, there was a point to be made in there someplace. But nonetheless, I continue to be amazed at the extent to which people discount themselves, discount their thoughts, discount their ideas. They negate whatever it is that they're going to do or say or present or whatever. Some time ago, I was at a Freddie Fender concert in Dayton, Ohio, and Freddie Fender came out onto stage and spent at least 5 minutes explaining to us how he had laryngitis. I guess his point was that we shouldn't expect too much. He wasn't going to be up to par. And so he sang, and I listened. And after a couple of songs, I thought, wow, he can't sing at all. So I got up and left. The interesting thing is that a couple of weeks later, I was listening to a Freddie Fender song on the radio, and I was amazed to come to the conclusion that Freddie Fender always sounds like he has laryngitis. So was his performance in Dayton subpar? I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. The point is that once he told me that it was going to be subpar, I didn't stay around to listen anymore. I can remember another occasion where I was at a workshop, and the presenter spent, again, 5-10 minutes explaining to us how she had jet lag, how she had a cold and her voice wasn't very clear, how she was tired. She went into all of the things she had done instead of preparing for the workshop because she was too busy. She had other demands on her life, and convinced me right at the upstart that she was not going to be up to par. Now, was her workshop up to par? Was it pretty good? Was it acceptable? I'm not sure, because I never quite got past the fact that we weren't going to get her best. No matter how well she did, she already told us that she was capable of doing better. On a good day, we could have expected more, and she was not going to have a good day. Albert Einstein is reported to have said that the shortest distance between two points is twice as long as the longest distance between those same two points if you add a third point. Are you giving some thought to that? Are you giving it due consideration? You probably are, since I said that Albert Einstein said it. What if, on the other hand, I would have started out by saying, "This may sound pretty stupid, but the shortest distance between two points, blah, 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 blah." Which, of course, it is. Did Albert Einstein ever say that? I don't think so, because I just made it up. I think the point is that we should teach ourselves to say what we have to say, ask what we want to ask, explain things however we think they need to be explained. We shouldn't start out by discounting what we are about to say. we shouldn't start out by negating what we have started to say. We shouldn't start out by explaining to people that they shouldn't pay any attention to us because what they are about to hear is stupid, without intelligence, has no intellectual, cognitive, thinking value. It may be stupid. No, what we're going to say is probably at least interesting, at least important, at least useful. And the point is that it's the best we can do right now. It'll have to do. I guess the key then is when we have something to say, when we have an idea to express, when we're having an important thought, at least important to us, we should, in fact, stand up, speak up, shut up, and sit down. There's a second but related point that we might give a little thought to. That is the notion that some good comes out of everything. There's always a positive side. Every rainbow has a silver lining. No matter what happens, it could have been worse. Well, okay, that may in fact be true in many situations, but nonetheless, to hang our thoughts on it, to hang our future on it, to hang our view of ourselves and the world on it is, I think, probably, if you'll forgive me, stupid. Someone makes a mistake. They have an accident. They have a bad experience. They get sick. Something negative happens in their life or in their world, and their response to it is, I'm probably better off as a result of that. It was good for me. If it's not stupid, at least it's pretty silly. It's a kind of a, everything is okay at some deep, mysterious level kind of notion. I think it's important to take our lumps, to make our mistakes, to have our experiences, to live life, its ups and downs, good times and bad times. But it doesn't mean that we have to rationalize or justify the downs. We don't have to act as if the bad times are okay, that we're better off for having experienced them, because it's simply not true. We could have probably gotten along just fine without them. Thank you. Let me close by sharing with you an example of the kind of thinking that leads to the notion that if you happen to get banged around, if you happen to get the short end of the stick, if things happen not to work out, you're better off. You'll grow from it. It's a life-changing experience that, no matter how bad it seemed, was actually positive. It was a sort of a blessing in disguise, if you will. And again, although perhaps not everyone would agree, I think that kind of orientation, that kind of focus, that kind of thinking is, in fact, stupid. So, here you go.
It's fun to be a winner, but losing may have its upside too. For example, Walt Disney said, "You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. What do you think about that?" Was Walt right, or was he just trying to rationalize those broken teeth? Woody Hayes evidently agreed with the Cartoon King, "There's nothing that cleanses your soul like getting the hell kicked out of you." As tempting as it is to side with Walt and Woody, Dr. Seuss had a far better soul-cleansing strategy. "I have heard there are troubles of more than one kind. Some come from ahead and some come from behind. But I've bought a big bat. I'm all ready, you see. Now my troubles are going to have troubles with me."
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.